Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth, and we are thrilled to have on the phone with us today Amy Sutton. This show is called Mission Possible, and she is here as the Associate Director of Hastings Family Service to tell us all the good things going on. Amy, really nice to chat with you. Thanks for calling in today.
Thank you.
How have you been? How are things at Hastings Family Service? Are you open to the public? Do you have volunteers there? I have not been there for a while. Tell me what's going on, please.
Well, things continue to be busy for us. Even though our building is not open to the public, we are operating our services out of the building. Our staff is coming in each day, and we're doing that with a small number of volunteers. They run the place. We couldn't do it without them, but we have brought a few of them back to help primarily with the food shelf. We have volunteer receptionists who are in answering our phone calls and helping us do some intake things. We're just starting to bring in a few Project Share volunteers, and we recently were able to engage some of our store and our sorting volunteers again as we try to have a few sidewalk sales here in the fall to at least give the community some access to Rivertown Treasures, even though our building is closed.
So when you say you're bringing back some of the volunteers, I know you had such a wonderful pool of people that came in on a regular basis. They had shifts and all this other stuff. What would you say the number of people that are back? Is it a percent? Do you know the number?
You know, when we first closed, we did everything just with staff, and so we've slowly brought folks back. Now, a number of people are working with our Meals on Wheels program, so that always increases the number. When we first started with COVID in March, we were doing Meals on Wheels with one delivery a week so that we were only using 8 to 9 volunteers. We have gone back to delivering 5 days a week. And when we did that early on, we delivered all 5 meals in one day. But then you can't have 5 fresh meals. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so we really wanted to get back to a point where, you know, the people who wanted them would get a hot, fresh meal every day. So we've gotten back to that. So that's added a number of volunteers back in. And I would say here on site, we typically probably use 30 to 35 volunteers a day. We have gone back to having all of those folks help, but it's probably a total of about 20 volunteers. So we have a couple who are doing more than one shift, or we have changed it up to make sure that we can socially distance and have a smaller number of people. The way that it works, like right now with Rivertown Treasures, what we're trying to do there is on Mondays and Wednesdays, we're putting out our donation box and we're taking in donations. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, we have our sort volunteers come in and be sorting those donations. And then on Friday and Saturday, we have the sidewalk sales. We have those store volunteers in to help. So they're not here all at the same time, but there are groups from each area coming in now.
Let's talk about your sidewalk sales. Those have been really popular.
Well, I'm happy that people have missed us, because, boy, have we missed people. This building is awfully big and empty without all of you here, and so we're just happy to have the regulars and the new people stop by and visit on the sidewalk. And, you know, again, our goal with that was primarily because we know that one of the things that is great about Rivertown Treasures is that there are really reasonable prices. So, you know, if there are folks out there who, you know, maybe they don't need the free clothing voucher, but they do need to find a good deal on some things for the kids for school, or need a winter jacket because the kids have outgrown it, then it gives them an option to still be able to come here and find the things that they need.
What are the hours of your sales, please?
So we are open from 10 until 4 on Friday and Saturday. So, and you never know. I mean, we've been trying on weeks that are super nice out. Like this week, we might add a Thursday afternoon, or where we do a pop-up sale, and then we throw that out there on Facebook. But but for sure Friday and Saturday from 10 to 4.
And how long do you think these can continue into the cooler months?
Well, let's talk to the weather gods and see what they say. But I think my hope is that at least we can go through October. This last weekend was a little chilly, but it wasn't raining. It wasn't terrible. This weekend's supposed to be beautiful. So I think as long as the weather permits, we will try to continue doing that.
I love it. You mentioned Meals on Wheels a little bit ago. I know that program is an important one to a lot of people in the community. Can you tell us who's eligible to participate in that, please? And is that number growing?
That number has grown substantially this year. And I think it's because Meals on Wheels is such a great option, and especially when the pandemic hit and the stay-at-home order ended up in place. Well, seniors need a way to maintain their nutrition while being able to stay safely at home. And so we saw a pretty large increase at that time, which has continued. And what's been great is even now as we've gone back to five warm meals a week, And people can choose. They can choose to just get meals on Monday and Wednesday, or they can choose meals Monday through Friday. There's a lot of choice there. But one of the additional expansions of that program has been that we also have frozen meals available now. So even if they get their five fresh meals a week, they can order an additional frozen meal here or there, something that they can use for the weekend or they can use for the evening. And so we've seen more and more people doing that as well. So it's just a great option for people who maybe are still a little worried about going out and shopping in the store, or, you know, just aren't feeling safe to do that yet. This gives them an option of still maintaining their nutrition.
And the meals can be tailored, can't they, to fit different nutritional needs?
Yeah, absolutely. Because we do this in partnership with Regina Hospital and Alina, if it's someone who needs no salt, or someone who's diabetic or has specific, dietary needs, we're able to tailor that a little bit because the meals are prepared at the hospital.
And how does somebody go about signing up, please?
So anyone can contact our Meals on Wheels office. And I am going to pull up my website because I can't remember the number off the top of my head. But we want you to just call Meals on Wheels directly. And their number is 651-404-1548. And if, they're only there part of the day, but if you need to leave a message, they will definitely give you a call back. But this is just a great option for, people, even if, like I said, even if they just want to supplement a couple meals a week or something like that. But it's been a really good option. We've had a number of, children call who are worried about their parents and trying to make sure that their parents have what they need during this pandemic, and so have signed their parents up, and that's been part of the growth as well. We continue to be available for people who, maybe have been in the hospital, even if it's not COVID-related, they're recovering from a hip replacement or whatever it might be, where they just need a little more help for a short amount of time. People are welcome to do that as well. There really isn't an age restriction on Meals on Wheels. It really is about the need.
And I know that there are privacy and safety measures put in place if you really don't want contact with somebody, either as a delivery person or as somebody that's receiving the meals.
Exactly. Yep. So we have some cooler deliveries and some new protocols that means that, those meals are delivered, but there is no face-to-face contact.
So what else is going on? How is the Market Food Shelf going?
Well, things are good. I tell you, we continue to serve families every single day. There's food going out through our food shelf drive-through as we speak. But we're also looking forward to, let's face it, this 50th year is not what we were envisioning.
Okay. Happy birthday.
Right?
The world's worst birthday year.
But, you know, the thing is, we're still trying to look ahead and look at ways for how can we expand services? How can we make them more accessible? And we have found that that is, you know, a question that we were asking before COVID, but became even more important now. And so a couple of things that are being planned is, you know, we've had the market food shelf for, since we moved into this building in 2011, we called it the market. Well, starting in October here, we're going to pilot something we call the Market Express, which is just some additional food shelf drive-through items. On a couple of Fridays here in October, we're going to pilot it on October 23rd and October 30th, and it's really going to be an additional food pack of, could be, you know, depends on what we have extras of, but bread or dairy or produce or dried goods, or, and then people will be able to call and get one of those packs, and we're going to start with 50. I think we're going to put them out on Fridays at, like, between 11 and 12. We're going to have people drive through and pick those up. And so it's in addition to a regular food shelf visit. And that's where a lot of folks in the county, different organizations like ours, have seen their growth. Isn't necessarily in the people that come to them, but is in sort of going out into the community or providing, you know, these little extra pieces. So we're going to pilot that in October and provide, you know, an additional sort of drive-through opportunity for people in the month. And then what we're really excited about and working toward for 2021 is something we're going to call Market on the Move. And that will be a mobile food shelf because we have received a grant that is allowing us to buy a refrigerated vehicle. And so we're in the process of narrowing down what we need there and what will work the best. And then, you know, the hope is that we can go out into the community more. We can go to the rural areas that really are a part of School District 200, but that, you know, we just don't get to. And we don't know if they're able to get here. There are food deserts within our community that we'd like to get out into. And you know, like one of the things we have expanded this year is we implemented about 2.5 years ago something that we call the Market Cart. Well, the Market Cart is a produce distribution for in our senior living facilities. So we're going into Oak Ridge and Park Ridge and different places and bringing them bags of produce and nutritional items to try to supplement what people are doing. And that's been really well received, and I think, you know, this year we've probably almost doubled what we did last year. So along with the Market Cart, we want to create that Market Express, which will be kind of still here on site, but more food going out the door. And then in 2021, really get the Market on the Move up and running for the mobile food shelf. So just continuing to find ways to expand and, again, increase accessibility to make sure that people who need food can get food.
Really exciting. Those are wonderful ideas that are coming down the pike for people to make it easier for them to access all the wonderful services that you have. Getting back to the Market Express Market Food Shelf, do you need to sign up ahead of time for those October 23rd and October 30th dates?
Yep, you do. And we'll be putting that out very shortly as far as how people can do that. Of course, probably focusing first on some of the folks that we know are already in our base of neighbors that we serve. And really, you know, to begin with, at least for now, we will do a sign-up because we're just trying to gauge interest, you know, trying to gauge, again, that whole idea of trying to predict what people need or what's happening out there is darn near impossible. But if we do it this way to begin with, then we know, well, if we have 50 packs, did they go, you know, just like that? Or was that too many? Could we do more? And so it's really trying to sort of pilot it and see who needs it, how much is needed, and then we can kind of tailor from there. So I think, you know, the biggest challenge in trying to not only provide the services that we've always provided, but to also kind of try to be thinking outside of the box is just that unpredictability. There's just, you don't know what's going to happen. You know, meeting up with another stay-at-home order, well, then that changes things. Or so I think that's the key for us has been we're just not going to sit still. We're going to keep trying things, and we're going to figure out ways to make it work.
So are you still taking food donations as well?
We are taking food donations, yep. So, and that's really done kind of the same way as a food shelf pickup, that if somebody has a donation, like right now people are bringing in donations, certainly of produce. We've gotten a lot of donations over the past couple of months of garden produce and those types of things. And people just call us when they get here, and we have them drive through our alley in the back, and there's a rack out there, and people just place their items on there, and that's how we do it. So there's no contact, and but people are still able to give. So, and I, you know, I think the other piece is we have, the community is so responsive and so wonderful. So if there's something that we're short on or that we're missing or we can't find or we need more of, we're always able to just kind of put that out into the community, and the community responds. I know that happened earlier this year. We were desperately in need of diapers, and we are still, you know, 2 and 3 months later, utilizing the diapers that were brought at that point. The community just responded in such an amazing way. So yes, the answer is yes. Of course, we still we can do a lot more with dollars, because we can order food through Second Harvest Heartland. So there, you know, your $10 can buy 70 pounds of food through Second Harvest, versus your 10 pounds buying, you know, 3 or 4 items at the grocery store here. So dollars, because of our ability to leverage that with our food bank, with Second Harvest Heartland, dollars certainly help too, but food is always welcome.
Wow, we really appreciate you telling us about some of these exciting things coming up, Amy. So nice. Amy Sutton, the Associate Director of Hastings Family Service. You can visit them online and learn more about many of the things that Amy talked to us about at hastingsfamilyservice.org, or you can give them a call at 651-437-7134. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.